Hello, you guys. Welcome back. Thank you guys so much for tuning in again. Today, I wanted to help you set some goals for Valentine's Day. So it is January 16. We're about a month away from Valentine's Day. So if you have not started your Valentine's Day, just marketing and setting goals and all that kind of stuff. And even if you have, please listen to this episode. I hope it brings you a little bit of clarity. And I feel like we all can use some clarity. Okay, so remember the last episode, for those that listened, if you have not, please go and listen to that one. So remember in the last episode, we talked about knowing where we are before we can get where we want to go. So that's kind of exactly what we're going to be doing in this episode. So I first heard this from Mel Robbins, and she put it this way, and I kind of just resonated with it because it happens to me all the time. I don't know if it's happened to you, but so we do a little bit of traveling with Emma's softball stuff. She goes to tournaments, and usually, you know, we leave the games, and she's usually always hungry. So we end up, you know, going to In-N-Out or Chick-fil-A or her favorites. So, you know, I put it on the map where I need to go. So Chick-fil-A, where's the closest Chick-fil-A? And so I do that, get there and get our food. And as I'm exiting the drive-through and going on to the main street, I always forget to put it in the map on how do I get home. And there I am. I'm like, oh, crap. You know, like, where do I go? You know, do I turn left? Do I turn right? You know, and sometimes I just keep driving because there's cars behind me. So I try to put it in the map really quickly. And sometimes it takes forever to load. And sometimes I have to pull over because it's just not happening. But usually sometimes I just keep driving and I'm like, it'll reroute me. So what happens when I get rerouted, it adds an additional 5 minutes to my route when it should have taken me less time, or I'm just going in circles because I don't know where I'm going. Has that ever happened to you guys? Well, it happens to me all the time. So, and basically what she was saying is the same thing when we're trying to, you know, set some goals and kind of know, like, you want to get, you know, for me, it was, I want to get home, but how do I get there? And the map, Google Maps, Apple, whatever you're using, it can help you, you know, give you directions on where to go if it doesn't know where you're at. So it's the same thing when you're setting goals. You have to know where you're at. You have to know, you know, what is, and I'm going to put it into perspective when it comes to ourselves, but even as you're setting goals for 2024, you have to be able to look back at 2023 and know where you're at, you know, what you went through, what were the highlights, you know, in order to set the goals for 2024. Some of us are just setting goals and we're not looking at where we're at. So I really hope that you guys can understand what I'm trying to say. Okay, so let me look at my notes. All right, so please take out a notebook and a pencil, a pen, get out your iPad, whatever. Okay, but please take it out because I want you guys to just write all these things out because it's, and I always tell you guys that I always talk about it from experience, and it's, sometimes I'm listening to a podcast and I'm like, oh, that was so good. Like, oh, she's so right. Like, you know, and then the podcast is over and then I'm here trying to plan. And I'm like, what did she say? Like, oh, that was so good. And I forgot it already. You know, like that kind of stuff. So please, like just write down whatever resonates with you, whatever you feel you need to work on. Because if you don't write it down, it's not going to get done. Okay. So, all right, so the first thing we're going to do is we're going to open up our calendar, okay? So we're going to go to the month of February, and we're going to check what the 14 lands on, okay? So what does February 14 land on? If you don't know, I believe it's a Wednesday, okay? So we're going to look at when our customers are going to pick up. Are they going to pick up the 12th? Are you going to pick up the 13th? Are you going to allow pickups of 14? What does that look like for you? Get clear on that, okay? So get clear on what is happening that week for you in your personal life. What's happening the week before in your personal life? And did you take on custom orders? Okay, do you have custom work that you need to get done the week before that week? What does that look like? Okay, because that's going to give you some perspective on how much can you really take on before setting any goals. You need to know what is going on, where you're at. So please do that. So for example, for me, Emma's birthday is the 9th. I will be spending the week before Valentine's Day, pretty much Friday and Saturday with her. And she wants me to make her a hard, one of those hard vintage cakes, which I, first of all, you guys don't know, you guys know me, I cakes and I are just not best friends, okay? And she wants me to do a heart one. So I know that's going to take just a lot of my time trying to get that done, research, you know, just things that I haven't done before on a heart cake. So that's going to take some of my time, okay? Also, my birthday is 3 days after Valentine's Day, the 17th. So I would like to do something for myself, you know, maybe a little cake. And I don't want to spend it just exhausted. It's just not what I want, you know, so I don't want to overwork myself, where I'm going to need like 3 days to recover. Is that how I want to spend my birthday? So pretty much is kind of what I want you guys to do. Look at the week before, look at the week afterwards. What does that look like for you? What are the responsibilities? Do you have commitments? You know, what is going on in your kids' life? You know, are your kids little? Are they going to want to do, like, are they going to have a Valentine's Day party? Are you going to have to make goodies for them? All that kind of stuff, right? What does that look like, right? So, and we haven't marked off Valentine's Day, you know, that week, the week prior. If you're like, dinner, I'm pretty much free. All right, we'll mark it off. Because if you don't mark it off, you know, our heads get busy, our brain is not all there sometimes, and a customer is going to inquire, and you're just going to, like, not have it blocked off, and you're just going to take on a custom order, and it's just going to overwhelm you, you know, so on, so on. So make sure that you are blocking it off, okay? So talking about blocking it off and looking at our calendars, have you guys seen what Easter lands on this year? I was shocked. I'm so used to Easter landing on in April. Okay, well, I looked at the calendar and it's March 31st. And I legit was like, what? Like, is this real? Is it like, am I looking at the wrong year? And no, I was right. March 31st. So that cuts some of my, you know, marketing, like, meaning like I would have started late in March kind of talking about Easter, but now I have to start earlier. So those are the type of things that we need to just know what's going on. So if you have not looked at, you know, that Easter is March 31st, you're welcome. You're welcome. block it off already and just know that it lands a little bit earlier this time. Okay, so let's go back to what we were talking about, okay? So you're going to ask yourself, how much can I really take on? So you looked at your calendar, you know what's going on, right? So how much can I really take on? So you're going to spend some time after you already kind of know what's going on in your life. You're going to spend some time doing some research. Okay. So what is trendy right now? What do your customers usually buy? How do people celebrate Valentine's Day? You know, are they looking more for like gifts, or are they looking more for things to take to potlucks, to share with their family? Like, how does your customer usually celebrate this holiday? And it's going to look very different for, you know, from person to person. And that is what we really need to work hard on knowing what our customers want, what they need for each specific holiday. I think the habit that we have is we base off our, you know, decisions based off what other people are selling. And sometimes it works, you know, sometimes it's good to get inspired in some, you know, take me for example, I'm selling digital downloads for Valentine's Day, okay? And I offer different types of downloads. And let me use, Sandra messaged me and she wanted a Nightmare Before, no, Jack and Sally Valentine's Day, okay? Jack and Sally for me is just, it's not my thing. It's not something that I would come up with. Because it just, I feel like it won't sell for me. That's what I feel, you know, because I kind of know my customers. But I made it, right? And people are buying that digital download because it sells for them. They find it cute. They, you know, think it'll do well. For me, I'm like, I don't think so. So you have to know what you like. You have to know what your customers like. You know, you need to know how they celebrate it, what they want. And if you are not there yet, or you've been doing this for a long time, and you don't know yet, you're behind. Okay. You're behind a little bit, but let's start thinking that way. Okay. And if you are a beginner in this, like, let's say this is your second time doing a Valentine's Day, so, or your first one, start collecting data, start collecting that information. you know, when you put something up for sale, what does well, what doesn't, that kind of stuff. Because if you just keep doing what everyone else is doing and your sales are not doing great, it might be because you're offering the wrong things. All right. So let's do some research. All right. So for me, for Valentine's Day, it's more for gift giving. You have to ask yourselves, who are my customers buying these gifts for? So for me, it's teachers, their kids, coworkers, friends. So for me, individual items will probably sell best instead of, you know, a large cheesecake or I'm like trying to think of other items that are like big for like a potluck and, you know, things like that, things by the dozen. But maybe for you, it's different. So those are the kind of things that you need to start asking yourself and writing it down. Okay. So sorry, I have to like sneeze, I think. Okay. No, I don't. I have to bring some water. All right. So the other thing you're going to do is you're going to look at your past sales. Okay. So I had mentioned it a couple of sentences ago and I said, what sold very well, what didn't. Okay. So, and I have to say something about this. Okay. So when you're looking at your past sales, and let's say an item didn't do too well, you have to explore on why it didn't do too well. Okay. You can't just say like, well, the customers just, I guess I thought it was cute, but the customers just didn't buy it. Is that the real reason? Or is it maybe because you didn't market it correctly or you didn't spend enough time talking about it? Like, when you look back on your Instagram stories and your Instagram posts, how many times did you post about this item? If you only posted about it like 1-3 times, then it was probably your marketing and not so much that that item sucked or it didn't do too well or your customers didn't want it. It's just that you didn't do a very good job selling it, okay? So those are some of the things that you need to think about as well, okay? So maybe let's say that you did look back and you're like, damn, dinner, like, you're right. I only talked about it a few times, so it was probably my marketing, okay? So then this year, we know that's what went on, so this year we can go harder, right? We can go about talking about this item in a different way, having a different strategy. So this goes back to knowing where you're at in order to know where you want to go. So you can't get better at things if you don't know what's lacking, okay? So some of us, you know, keep trying to show up and sell, but we don't have, like, the strategy behind the sell. Like, we try to just keep posting a picture, but there's no strategy behind, you know, our marketing. And we keep trying the same thing. And we're expecting like different results. And I think it's time that we start to show up in a different way. I think it's time to start using our voices a little bit more. I think we need to start asking people to actually buy, you know, ask them to buy. And I will share this from experience once again, is we think that just by posting a product, that people are just going to ask, that people are just going to be like, hey, how can I place an order? Like, hey, you're selling this? You know, like, we just expect that from the customers. And that's not how it works. You know, we have to be able to say like, hey, I am selling this. This is how you can order on every single post. And I feel like we do it once, we do it twice. And then after that, we just kind of keep posting, but we are not reminding them, hey, this is how you order. Hey, this is for sale. Because it's something that we struggle with. Like, we don't want to talk loud about ourselves. And we need to be able to hype ourselves up and hype ourselves. You know, I feel like some of us are like quietly trying to post about ourselves and are expecting these big results. And unfortunately, that's not going to work. You know, I'm telling you, it's from experience. I've been there. I was there last year, where I had these ideas and I had these sales and I wasn't just showing up the way I'm supposed to show up to make a sale. I was telling, you know, even whether it was online classes or, you know, a Halloween sale or Christmas, Thanksgiving. I was posting about it. Hey, you know, I'm selling this. I would post about it once or twice, three times max probably. After that, I would just quietly talk about it. Meaning like I would just post a picture of it. I'll post like a repost, but nothing else. Like, and I'm just reminding people, but without really reminding them. And that's an issue that we need to work hard on because that's affecting ourselves. So it's something that I am changing this year. I told myself I want different results. I need to show up in a different way. So that's what I'm trying. And I will talk about this probably in the next episode. Right now I am launching the Karma Book class again. And I went about it in a different way. And I'm showing up in a different way. And I want to talk about that with you guys. So I will save that for the next episode. So anyways, going back to the whole thing we're talking about. Okay, so, and when we post about it quietly, about ourselves, and things are not, we're not getting the results we want, we are so quick to blame the customer. Like, we are so quick to say customers are not buying, they don't have money right now, they just want everything cheap, you know, but sometimes it's us. It's because we're not talking about ourselves, like, you know, loud. We're whispering about it, you know. So for 2024, I want to challenge you. I'm challenging myself, but I want to invite you on this challenge, is that we are no longer going to whisper about ourselves, that we're going to shout it out, you know. So we're not going to be like, hey guys, I'm having a sale on Valentine's Day. No, okay, no more of that, because that's literally how some of us are running ourselves, talking like that. We need to start saying like, hey, I'm having a Valentine's Day sale. I'm going to be selling caramel apples, strawberries are going to be this amount. I have different designs. And not just talk about it one time. Not just talk about it two times, not three times. Like, we need to be talking about it a lot. Get comfortable. I need to get comfortable. Okay, this is what running a business is all about. Showing up in this way. All right, so let's move on. Okay, so it's important that we are aware of what's going on around us, okay? So when we know what's going on, we're able to pivot as the world changes, right? So maybe for this specific sale, your next one, whatever it is, maybe it's not about showing off your amazing, super detailed items. Maybe for this sale, what is required is for you to keep things a little bit more simple in order to accommodate your customers where they're at this very moment, okay? So when we offer super detailed items, we have to, it's a lot of work. Like, it's very time consuming to put those things together. But maybe for this sale, maybe for your next one, no, but maybe for this sale, it's about offering a different item or not a different item, but in a different way, okay? So maybe instead of offering a dozen of chocolate covered strawberries, maybe you're offering to sell half a dozen. Okay. Maybe if you haven't incorporated like different price ranges, maybe it's time that we offer a few different price ranges to accommodate where our customers are at the very moment. So you have to be willing to, you know, make some changes to adapt what is going on in the world. Because the world is constantly changing, you know, and it's never going to stop changing. And we need to be able to be open-minded to be able to change as well. So, you know, and the biggest thing that you guys can probably resonate with and kind of see it is during COVID. You know, we saw all these different stores pivot. Even you probably pivoted. But we saw stores offering curbside pickup. We saw like Instacart take off during COVID. You know, we saw like a lot of businesses change what they offer in order to meet the customer where they're at. So we need to be able to do the same thing. You know, so what are you going to sell? Okay. And how much is each item going to be? Okay, so you got to sell a goal of how much of each one, you know, you're able to make. Okay, so remember, like, you looked at your schedule, you know what your commitments are, your responsibility, what is going on. So how much can you really sell? How much of each item can you really sell? You know, so if you're free, like, this is the thing. This is what I get, like, I feel like a lot of us compare, not compare, we're based off our goals, like, of like what we're seeing other people do. And the thing is that we have different lifestyles. We have different responsibilities. We have different commitments. So how are we going to base off our goals, you know, based off other people? You know, we're in different seasons of our lives, right? Some of us have no kids. Some of us have one kid. Some of us have five kids. Some of us have a supportive family who can help us out. Some of us are trying to do this alone. Some of us have a 9-to-5. Some of us are going to school. Some of us are trying to, some of us are doing this full time. Some of us are stay at home. Did I say that already? I don't know. Some of us are trying to make $1,000. Some of us are only trying to make $100 off the sale. Some of us have a customer baseline already who's willing to pay top notch for our products. Some of us are barely trying to build our customer baseline. So, you know, what she sells and how much she sells it for, you know, it doesn't guarantee that it's going to work for you too. So we need to stop basing off our goals off other people, of stuff we see on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok. Because maybe this is one of the reasons your business is not thriving, because you're so busy, you know, saying like, well, she's selling this and that's how much she's selling it for. So maybe I'm going to try that and I'm going to try that number as well. But she's showing up in a whole different way and her customers are different and she lives in a whole other area than you do. And maybe she has 10 years of experience and you have 2 years of experience. Like, it's maybe that's why it's not working, because you're just basing it off her instead of looking at your own reality and the season that you are in. So it's super, super important to stop comparing and stop just looking the other way. Okay. All right, let's move on. Okay, so ask yourself, how much money do you want to make on the sale? So how much of each product will you need to sell in order to obtain that number? We have to be clear on that. Okay, you can't just show up and sell without having these numbers. Because if you don't have these numbers, you don't know what you're pushing for, right? So let's say that you set a goal for 50 caramel apples. You're going to do 10 cheesecake and 10 boxes of strawberries. You feel that's doable for you. You feel like, you know, I can take that on. I have space in my fridge for the 10 cheesecakes. You know, I'm able to just make it happen. I'm able to, this is doable for me. Okay, so you're going to start to post about it. And as sales start to come in, when you have these numbers of, I'm going to sell 50 caramel apples, 10 cheesecake, 10 boxes of strawberries, you can look at your numbers and you can see, okay, I've sold 6 cheesecakes, I've sold 15 apples, and I've sold 9 strawberry boxes. Okay, so what do you need to push harder? Okay, what should you maybe start posting about it a little bit more? It would be caramel apples, because you've only sold 15 of them and you set a goal of 50. But if you don't know these numbers, if you're not clear on this, then you don't know what you need to push, what you need to talk more about. You know, it's important that we have all of this down, right? So you know how to do this, how to go about it. Some of us are just seeing, a ver qué cae, you know, let's see what happens, you know, like, and having no strategy is, it's sometimes, it's hard. Things don't do so well when we don't have a strategy behind it. Okay, so let's start to wrap this up, okay? So let's talk a little bit about how long should we run the sale for. So what's too long? What's too last minute? Have you guys ever seen those videos? Like, I'm pretty sure you guys have. Maybe even you have made a video of this. So, like, you walk into the store, let's say Target, Hobby Lobby is a really good place for this because I see, this is where I kind of see most of the videos, or like Rite Aid and CVS, you know. Anyways, it's like the middle of December, okay? Not even Christmas has passed by, or it's January 1st, all right? And you walk into the store and there's like Valentine's Day stuff already. And you're like, oh my God, like Christmas hasn't even passed yet. Emma says that all the time. We go to the store, like, oh my God, Valentine's Day already? Like, oh my God. Or when she sees me working on something, she goes, oh my God, already that? Like, that's not even, like, it's not even nearby yet. You know, like, she's so, like, but I have, you know, I know why these stores are doing this. But, and this is what I want to talk about. So maybe you've done it, you've seen it, and you're just like, oh, yuck. Like, you're just like, I can't even, like, enjoy Christmas because I'm already thinking of Valentine's Day, you know? Like, so what's the reason stores do this, you know? And if you don't know, it's all part of the marketing strategy. It's, they start to plant seeds in you, okay? So maybe, you know, when we first walk in and we see Valentine's Day, you're like, oh, how could they, you know? Like, I just want to enjoy Christmas. I just want to get over, like, New Year. And you won't buy nothing, you know? And maybe the next three times that you walk in and see Valentine's Day stuff, you're still not ready. You're just like, ugh, you know? But maybe by the fourth time, when you start thinking about Valentine's Day, when you're just kind of like, oh, you know, I'm going to have to do this. I want to give this to this person. You know exactly where to go because those seeds have been planted already. Like, you've seen it at least four times already. So you know exactly where you're going to go buy this item. So we need to do the same thing. We need to be able to, you know, start planting seeds in our customers long before, you know, the week of Valentine's Day. By the week of Valentine's Day, 2 weeks before, you know, they're ready to buy. You're not barely posting about yourself. You're not barely, like, planting that seed. Those seeds should have already been planted. So when 2 weeks before Valentine's Day is up, they know exactly what they want, where they're going to order, you know, so on, because you've been busy planting these seeds for 3 weeks. So it's January 16, all right? So if you haven't started posting about your Valentine's Day sale, you got to start today, okay? Start this week. A lot of people are last-minute shoppers, okay? But we covered this right now, right? We have to start planting those seeds way before. We have to plant those seeds early on. So when they are ready to shop, they know exactly where to go. They know how to order. You already put up the prices. They already know, you know, what they want. And so let's say that you guys are like, okay, I'm going to start posting this week. Or let's say you already started. Like, you're like, dinner, I'm on it. Like, I already started last week. But no sales have come in. You know, and it goes back to, you got to remember that you're not doing this because you're expecting sales right now. You're expecting, you know, the orders to just start pouring in automatically. You have to remind yourself, the reason we're posting early is because we're planting seeds. That's the reason. Okay. And if it's not happening right now, that's okay, because I'm planting a seed. That's how you have to go about it. Don't make it about yourself. Don't make it about, I suck and this is not going to go well. Like, we can't get there. Okay. We have to just tell ourselves we're warming them up to the idea of Valentine's Day. Okay. This isn't about you. This isn't about our feelings. It's a strategy. All right. So the last thing I'm going to remind you guys, and what I said earlier, because you guys need to hear it again. Okay. We are no longer going to be whispering about ourselves. We're no longer going to be saying, I have a Valentine's Day sale and please buy from me, and then disappear for like a whole week and then come back and talk about it this way again. No more. Okay. For 2024, set that a goal. that you're no longer going to be whispering about yourself. You're no longer going to be whispering about yourself and your business, because we want different results, right? So we got to show up in a different way. So we have to start talking loud with a lot of confidence about ourselves. Because when if we continue to whisper about ourselves, our business, ourselves, it's only going to yield tiny results. And I don't know about you, but I am so over these tiny results. Like, I am capable of more. So I need to show up in a big way if I want big results. Okay? So I hope you took some notes. I hope that, not that you only listened, okay? Not that you just took it in. You're like, oh man, like, yeah, she's right. But that we're going to take action. That we're going to show up in a different way. Love you guys, and I'll talk to you guys later.